So at the outset, I'd like to offer the apologies of my ambassador, who was detained at the last minute and was unable to be with us. With your permission, I'd like to read the statement that was prepared in advance. Executives, representatives of the Netherlands, Development and Cooperation Agencies, representative of the Asian Bank of Development, ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to participate in this global workshop on funding and financing transboundary water cooperation and basin development. I'd like to warmly thank the Secretariat of the Water Convention and the co-organizers in Switzerland and the Netherlands for holding this meeting and for the importance and pertinence of the topic, which without any doubt will allow us to deepen our thinking on how we fund basin development. The government of Senegal places a high priority on the management of shared water resources in a spirit of cooperation and solidarity. We are aware that the management and use of these resources is a strategic issue for our development, but also for security and development. And so we have continued to cooperate with our transboundary neighbors to manage our water resources. In this same spirit of solidarity, the heads of state and government of Mali, Mauritania, and Senegal signed on the 11th of March at 1972 at Nouakchott, the constitutive body for a water body management group that Guinea later joined. For the Gambia River, we saw a new agreement some years later with Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, and Senegal participating. During the execution of our mandate as a non-permanent member of the Security Council, Senegal promoted the issue of peace and security between 2016-2017. This garnered the support of many high authorities, including the President of the Republic, who presided in the ARIA format a meeting in New York. My country also took the opportunity of the presidency of the Security Council to organize on the 22nd of November 2016 a public debate on the same topic. You can also note that Senegal is the second country outside the pan-European region to have joined the Water Convention. As regards subterranean water, the Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Mauritania, and Senegal water ministers signed in 2021 in September during the ninth meeting of parties of the Water Convention a joint agreement to shore up transboundary cooperation in the aquiferous basin of Mauritania, including four different countries. Finally, my country organized in March of 2022 the Ninth World Water Forum on the topic of water security for peace and development. This meeting led to the Dakar statement, which invited the international community to guarantee a right to water and sanitation for all, to ensure inclusive governance of water, and to reinforce cooperation with the goal of achieving the Sustainable Development Goal on water and sanitation. Given these events and our strong commitment to water development, the question of financing is not something that Senegal has forgotten. We have seen major investment in this area and through initiatives proposed by the Senegal authorities, notably the Blue Fund under the presidency of the government and signed at the UN under the SDGs in 2015. One of the major challenges that the water sector faces is transboundary cooperation, and this Financing in particular remains a thorny issue. With the support of the President of the Republic and our partners during the 9th World Water Forum, this is why we held an international panel on investment in Africa in the water sector. During this workshop, we hope that we will have exchanges that will lead to ideas for concrete action to ensure sustainable financing for basin development actions. Public funding and national resources are vital, but also international cooperation is also of great use, and we are looking for other sources of funding also. I would like to conclude by reiterating the commitment of Senegal to continue these efforts to cooperate in the management of water resources, and we wish you fruitful exchanges. Thank you.